Crisco.
Okay, we're going to learn a chapter of Volbi about Kirva and Zaros Latera. We're coming close, or Chas V'Shalom Hefech, being far away from the Torah. As we're going to relate it to Sefirat HaOmer, Lemaita, that's what Sefirat HaOmer is about. The whole point of, like we said, we mentioned, Yetziat Mitzrayim was the tachlis of Kabbalah's Torah. The purpose was receiving the Torah, Har Sinai. Now, in order to receive the Torah, we have to be a kli kibul. We have to be a vessel, a clean vessel, in order to receive such a beautiful Torah, such a pure Torah. So we have 49 days of avoda, 49 days to reach the 49th level of Tara, of purity, and then the 50th level is a matana. That's a level we can't reach through our work. That 50th level is a matana. Yeah? Tara is a matana. Tara is matan Tara. You don't work, you work to prepare yourself to receive, but ultimately, even in the learning, Tara is a matana. It's a matana from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. So now, I'm going to speak a bit about what is Musa and the Kirva Torah, because that's basically what we're osik in this time period. That's what we're dealing with in the period of Sefirat HaOmer. So Volbi explains here, in this Hakdama for Maareches HaTorah, Harei Baruch Hu, it's very clear, Kol Esik HaMusa, all the purpose of the Esik, the dealing with Musa. You know what Musa is? Like character development, right? Not psychology, character, Jewish character development. Hu Ach Verak, it's only for Hachana LeEsik LeAmal HaTorah. It's only Hachana, it's only a preparation for Amal HaTorah. It's only a preparation for us to be toiling in Torah. That means all these shurim that we're giving you, right? Mesilas Yesharim, classes with Rav Olavik, all these shurim that you're getting, how to work on yourself, how to be a better mensch. What do you need a better mensch for? To be a better mensch. Sounds a tachlis in of itself. No sense of Volbi. The tachlis of improving yourself is to become a kli kibul for Torah. That's the tachlis. Now that might seem sif. That's not like we might have thought. You might have thought you work on yourself to become a better mensch. No. You work on yourself to become a better mensch, so you become a kli that can be accepting of Torah. That's what he's explaining. Ura'ach v'rak hachonal esek v'amol ha-Torah. U'b'shum ofen, in no way, ein ha'avoda ha-musarit, the work of Musa, bone bama la'atzmo, chas v'shalom. It doesn't build its own bama, its own place, its own mizbeach. It's something different, something else. There's Torah and there's Musa. No. Musa is to make you into a mensch so you can be kabbal Torah. Right? That's a very important thing to understand. Most of us don't understand that. Most of us think, Musa, you have to go to mensch. You have to learn as well, right? No. The tachlis of Musa, the purpose of that Musa, is to be purify yourself so you become a kli kibul for Torah. Because the ikar is the Torah. You with me? The Musa movement is a later movement. Before there was only learning Torah. Right? But Rishon Salantin, Chochmato, realized that the Yiridus HaTorah needed to be an active work on self in order that we could become a kabbalah Torah. He was a god in learning. He was a god in learning, Rishon Salantin. Okay, now I'll start. Kirva v'zaros l'Torah. Coming close or being far away, being strange to the Torah. Right? Doesn't mean we don't know the Aramaic. We're not talking about that. Right? Doesn't mean we can't understand the Pshat and Tosfos. Right? It means, why is it we don't enjoy it? Why don't we run after it? You know? We all, you know, today's Wednesday, Schnitzel Day, right? Okay, so you don't know yet. Schnitzel Day?
Does everyone say Schnitzel Day?
Probably, right? I don't want to disappoint you guys. I'm probably not going to make disappointments for you, but you already heard Schnitzel, right? Already the taste buds, Pavlov taste buds start going, right? We're clear, it's very good, you know? We're very clear when it comes to Gashmius. You mentioned something good, Gashmi, we're Nifal. We're excited, right? You get a shir. Okay, get a shir. We have the tshuka for learning. We have the desire for learning. We have the rotzen for learning. We get up early in the morning for davening. Oh, I'm really excited to get out of bed for davening. Oh, no, another davening. We have to get out of bed, right? Why does that work? What happened? Why is it that we don't have the same tshuka for ruchnius? That's called Zaros the Torah. So we all have this little bit of Zaros the Torah. Why do we have this? So now this we're going to try to explain how to achieve that tshuka, that desire for Torah. What do we work on ourselves in order to get it? What's monea? What prevents us from not having it? You with me? You understand? Okay, let's explain. So Revolvi brings here the pasuk. Ki ha-mitzvah hazot, this mitzvah, asher anochi mitzavecha hayom, lo niflet hi mimcha. It's not far away from you. It's not in a different world. Lo rechoka hi, it's not far away. Lo b'shamayim hi, it's not in the heavens. It's a pasuk, right? Parshas Nitzavim. Leimo, mi yale lanu hashamayim, who go to the heavens, right? V'yikachea, and bring it to us. Lanu. V'yishmi'einu, or tzav na'asenem, to do it. Lo me'eva yam, it's not the other sides of the seas. Who bring it to us and we'll hear it. Or Tavana Asena, do it. Ki korov elecha, it's close to you. Hadava me'od, very much. Beficha, in your mouths, ubilvalvecha, and in your hearts, lasota. There's a machlokus, the Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says it's talking about the Torah. Ramban says it's talking about tshuva. And they're both the same thing. What is Torah? Rotzen Hashem. It's a gilui of the Rotzen of Hashem. It's the closest thing you can get to Kirvas Elohim. It's to know his Rotzen. When you get to know a person, what do you need to know a person? You know what flowers they like? What does it mean? You know what color jumper they wear? What does it mean to know a person? You know about them. You know about the inner depths of them. The more you know a person, the more close you are. That's why, when it says Adam and Chava, that closeness, which is the ultimate closeness, V'yeda et Chava Ishtam, he knew her. He knew her. The knowledge of a person is that closeness. Our relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu is a relationship of issues. Shira Shirim, it's Kodesh Kadoshim, it's issues. We want to know him. How do we get to know him? By knowing his Rotzen. By being clear about his Rotzen. What is Rotzen Apnimi? What is inner Rotzen? That comes through learning Torah. That's Rashi. V'lo rechoka. It's not far from you. You think the Torah, I can't understand this Gemara. It's far from me. No. It's not far from you. Bilvavcha, it's in your heart. Beficha, it's in your mouths. So how come they come to Yeshiva and it doesn't work? You haven't opened your hearts. There's a stima. There's an aura. It's Chazal, there's an aura. There's a foreskin on your hearts that you have to remove. How do we remove that foreskin? How do we get to that kibbutz of Torah? How do we penetrate, let the Torah penetrate our hearts? So our hearts are one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we're going to learn right now. Are you with me? Then Ramban says, speaking about tshuva. Same apostle speaking about Torah tshuva, and it's the same thing. When we hear, when we're going to be davening soon, right? What do we first bracha? Atach onen adam das. Asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, give us chokhma bina v'das. Give us sechel. Give us something. Give us an understanding of your Torah. Right? Then what do we say afterwards? Next bracha is a bracha of tshuva. Right? Hashiveinu avinu. Return us as well. Hashiveinu avinu l'toratecha. Return us to your Torah. Tshuva is returning to the Torah. Why is returning to the Torah tshuva? Because you're returning to Rotzen Hashem. You're turning to being His Rotzen, your Rotzen. When you do an Aveira, that's not Rotzen Hashem. When you do a Mitzvah, that's Rotzen Hashem. It's a Gilui of Rotzen Hashem. And you're Megale His Rotzen by you doing a Mitzvah. You with me? It's the same thing. It's a different level of the same thing. That's what we see that in the Tefillah as well.
That's Rotzen?
Rotzen in His will. The will of Hashem. When we're learning Torah, we're learning the will of Hashem. One of the, I think it was the Chaim Shmuel Levitch, he says, Amar Ma, when it's referring to a Braisa, it really means, says the master. So what does he say? He says, Amar Ma, it's to be He says, tell himself this. I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is speaking to me. When you're learning a piece of Gemara, you're learning a Kodesh Baruch Hu's will. You're not just learning just a yediya. It's not just a piece of information that you write down. Oh, interesting. You're learning Kodesh Baruch Hu's will. Rabbi, listen. I learn it. I understand it. If I like it, it's great. If I don't like it, no good. It makes a difference. The Ramchal explains that when a person learns Torah and he knows what he's learning, he knows he's learning Rotzon Hashem. It's called Yira V'Torah. He has Yira. He knows what he's learning. It's Rotzon Hashem. The Torah is mashpia on him infinitely more than if he thinks he's just learning something which is clever. That doesn't make sense, Al Pi Sechel. That doesn't make sense, logic sense. But if you come to yeshiva and you want to give yourself a chance to learn, open your heart to the Torah. Think it's Rotzon Hashem. It is Rotzon Hashem. What think? It's Rotzon Hashem. If you learn it like Rotzon Hashem and you have a kasha, it doesn't make sense. You go through it, you try and work it out. It'll be mashpia on you million times more than just learn it like an interesting idea. This is not a college campus. We're not interested in giving you guys a degree in Jewish studies. We're interested in making you B'nai Torah. That Torah is the ikur in your life, and Rotzon Hashem is the ikur in your life. That's what we're interested in. And we're not interested in making you like people who just believe, blind belief. No, that's not Torah. If you understand Rotzon Hashem, you have a kiruv, you have more of a kiruv. If you don't understand, you have a kiruv, it's a richuk. If you have a relationship with someone, you don't understand them. You're close to them or you're far from them? You're far from them, you don't understand them. There's no communication, you don't understand them. Oh, I'm going to do what they say, but you don't understand them. That doesn't mean you have a kiruv. You're far from them. But if you do something because you understand that person, first of all, your rotzen to do, your willingness to do is much stronger. And also, you understand them, you're closer, you feel closer, you understand the person. It's a deeper relationship. You with me? So we're not interested in making you robots that keep Torah, keep Shabbos, keep this, keep that. They're not interested in that. But as you becoming thinking human beings who understand Rotzon Hashem and therefore want to keep because of your understanding. You with me?
Yeah, question. So when you say understanding Rotzon Hashem, are you referring to just what God wants? Like God's will, like what it is, or the reasons behind?
The reasons behind, as much as we can understand. Everything in Judaism has a reason. Everything. Doesn't necessarily mean you have and can understand that, or me. But our tachlis is to understand. We might sit down, my Rosh Hashiva, Shmuel Orbach, right? On one Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Orlis, right? Talk about Tumah B'chibur, it doesn't matter. He spent a whole year just understanding one Mishnah. He finished Shas also the whole year. Every year he goes through Shas. He spent 1 year learning his Ian Seder, which is his main Seder, learning one Mishnah. Torah is deep. You guys have to realize it's not because you go learn a bit of physics after 3 years or 4 years. You're a baki in physics. No. Torah, you can spend 80, 90 years of your life learning it. You still didn't understand pits. It's Rotzon Hashem. And the more you delve in it, the more you understand it, the more kiruv you have to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the more tshuka you have for it, the more desire. If you don't delve in it, you're not going to have the desire. If you don't understand it, you're not going to have the desire. We're not making robots here. We don't care. You put a black keeper on, a white shirt, black trousers, and the suit and the garb, and that's it. Look what we produced. Put them under the chuppah. We're making thinking human beings. We want you to ask kashas. You understand? If you're not doing that, you have zaros for Torah. You might be keeping kol Torah kula, but it's zaros for Torah. It's not a relationship. What happens if you're in a marriage? Right? And you do everything that your wife wants you to do. You don't understand why. You have a relationship? That's a relationship? No. But if you understand her, and you understand her needs, that's a relationship. You understand her rotzen. Call the shekain, or the rotzen of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You with me? You understand what I'm talking about? This period of time of the Omer is working to understand that Ratzon, so that when we receive it, and each year we receive a higher level, we go to a higher level, hopefully if we're working on ourselves, to understand that deeper Ratzon. So he goes on to explain. Okay, bringing in Rachal. Now the Ramchal says in Derech Eitz Chaim, says, Shatorah Mamish O Echad Nitan LeYisrael. It's one light that was given to the Klal Yisrael. Le'obo, to be lightened in it. Ki lo kechochmat hanochriot. It's not like physics, mathematics, philosophy, yediyat hachol, or the understandings of the ways of the world. It's not that. She'enen ele yediyat dava ma. It's only an understanding of what it is. Yasiga sechel b'tircha. The person will receive an understanding through his Torah. Achatera hine kodoshi. It's something holy. It's connecting you to Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you connect to his Ratzon, you're connecting to him. You become one with him. Asher lo metziyat gvoa b'gavei romim. It's not the metziyat is far away from you. Kasher yasok ba'adam lamata. When a person's osek and delves in it in this world, lower the world, ohi, it's going to be a light to him. Asher ta'ir b'nishmato. It'll give light to his soul. Lahagia oto el gamzei meromim. To make him reach the hidden heights. You hear what we're talking about? We're not talking about a chokhmah. Chokhmah v'goyim tamim. Wisdom in the goyim tamim. Quantum mechanics, string theory, philosophy, cognitive psychology. All these things. Chokhmah v'goyim tamim. Torah v'goyim al tamim. Believe they have chokhmah. They don't have Torah. Torah is not chokhmah. Torah is another thing altogether. And you don't realize what it does to you. Yeah, I see with pictures. You know, I see a picture of a boy who's been here when he first walked in. And I see him when he leaves. Different voice, different person. Different face, different person. Different. I've seen boys who've been in this yeshiva, who've been on drugs for depression. They have. Every so often, they happen something like that. They left the yeshiva. Nothing. I had a boy in the yeshiva who I met in America last year. He left the yeshiva and I told him, all I want you to do is keep Shabbos a little bit, Yom Tov a little bit, and learn a little bit. And he had a problem. He had a real problem. I saw him the other day, then last year. He's married. He's becoming a rabbi. He has no depression problems. What happened? What happened? Torah is merape. All are cholim, where they come from? Improper behavior. All our illnesses come from improper behavior. Torah puts you in the right way. If your thinking is correct, your whole behavior is correct. If your understanding of life is correct, your whole behavior is correct. That's why the Rambam, what does the Rambam write? He writes Hilchus, his Sefer on Midas, it's called Hilchus Deus. And then he tells you, if you want to go to, you go the middle way. I'm not going to go into the whole Rambam, right? If you're on one side, you go to the other, so you extenuate to the other side, and eventually you come back into the middle, which is the Derech Emtzayim, right? But he's talking about actions, he's not talking about deus. Why is he called Hilchus Deus? Because the problem with improper action is in your mind, is in your das. It's not in your action only, it's in your das. You change your thinking, and then, according to thinking, you habituate a certain behavior. After you change your thinking, that improves your behavior. Torah gives you the right das. Without Torah, you can't improve your behavior. It's not shy. You're a robot. It's not something plebe. It's not something inner. Okay, let's go back. And he's saying, why is it now? He's going to explain, why is it? What's preventing us? What's preventing us from this kiruva? So that's the Yetzirah. What's the Yetzirah? So'or shebe isa. Why is it called so'or? So'or means the leavening of the bread. Why is it called so'or? Why is it called the leavener? Because the Yetzer Hara makes everything much bigger. The schnitzel downstairs, you know, the warm schnitzel with the chips, I just hope you guys get it today. Right? The saliva is going, right? But after you've eaten one piece, the second piece isn't so gishma. Ah, the feeling for that eating when you're hungry is much more than the actual eating itself. You know, you pass Angel Bakery, yeah? You smell the bread, right? You want to go and buy a loaf, right? Who likes, you know, bread's not such a... Maybe once upon a time it was such a gishmak to eat. But now you have cakes, you have all sorts of sugary things, right? But the smell of bread is a terrific smell. You go and you buy a piece of bread, it doesn't taste the same as the smell. Why is that? Also, why bread has to be that way? The smell is much better than the taste. Why? Even there's a shayla in the Rishon if you make a bracha on bread, on the smell of bread for Havdalah. There's a rosh, there's a shayla. Such a good smell. My feeling is that after the chet of Adam HaRishon that we had to toil to make bread, so me'ain, the taste of bread is still left in the smell, because smell is something more ruchani. When we come, and Adam HaRishon used to pluck bread off the tree, right? Probably, b'shas, the tikkun ha'olam, the smell of bread and the taste of bread will be the same. We live in a world that we live in the world of kilkul, of the chet of Adam HaRishon. So the smell of bread is still me'ain the taste. But it's not the taste. The taste is not the same place as the smell. Because smell is something more ruchani. But when we're metakin, we come back to Gan Eden, we'll pluck off the bread, the smell and the taste will be the same. Well, why am I saying such a thing? Because taste is usually a function of smell. Usually if you can't smell something, you can't taste it. So it's very strange that the smell of bread is so much nicer than the taste of it. So it must be that we're missing out the taste, because like the Gemara says, when Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, the wine of Klal Yisrael was much nicer than the wine of Roman. After the Chorban, the wine of Rome was better than the wine of Klal Yisrael. And they learned from the Pasim, that means all Malchus Rome, all Malchus Klal Yisrael, or Esav, or Yaakov. Whoever the Malchus is, what's it shaykh to the taste of wine? What's it shaykh to the taste of the fruit? Because the hashpa in the world is going there. The influence of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going there. It's going to the other side. When Klal Yisrael are doing the proper things, the influence comes to Klal Yisrael. And it has a hashpa on their fruit. Has a hashpa on their bread. You understand? When a person... Okay, that's a little bit of a term. Let's go back to... We're not going to finish what we wanted to say, but I'm going to explain to you. Last week's parasha is Bechukosai, right? How many got this week, right? But last week's parasha is in Bechukotai Teleichu, Mishvatai Teshmor, Vasite Matam. Right? That's the pasuk. I'm sure you learned this. So it says, keeping mitzvahs was already said. Sotis Bechukotai Teleichu, Shu Amelim Betera. Why is Amelus Betera called a chok? You know what a chok is? You know, like in mathematics, you have an axiom. That's what a chok is. The axiom of the Torah is what? Amelus bo. It says, Zod chukas ha-Torah. This is the chok of the Torah. Adam ki yomus ba'oel. When you kill yourself over it. Why is that a chok? Why is that an axiom? Because there's a fight here. There's a goof, which is nimshach achare chomriyut. If you leave it alone, schnitzel the whole day. And there's a neshama that wants to permeate that goof and wants to metakin it and make it into something ruchani. How do you do that? That's a chok, there's an axiom here. Amelus the Torah. Torah is not something that a person can acquire in a cup of tea and a cake. I'm not saying you don't get a cup of tea and a cake. Get a cup of tea and a cake. But the concept. It's not something that can be acquired with idunim, where the person doesn't toil over it. That's why one of the halachas in Talmud Torah is what? Ein divrei. It's a halacha, it's not musa. Ein divrei Torah mitkayim, and a mishen meimis atzmo aleh. Someone who kills himself over it. How do you kill yourself? Why should you kill yourself? Torah is chayim. Torah is life. You're killing yourself for life? It's a stira, it's a contradiction. You're killing your physical. The Torah permeates it. So the Halacha says, "V'lo yitain tnuma le'enav." He doesn't give rest to his eyes. U'sheina la'afafav, or u'sheina le'enav, tnuma la'afafav. No, sheina le'enav. Sleep to his eyes. U'tnuma la'afafav. He doesn't like close his eyes. He's learning then. His eyes are closing. His eyes are closing. I saw this. My Rosh Yeshiva. When I was in Yeshiva. Right? Unbelievable. He was the. Then he was a 70-year-old man. And he never went to sleep at night. Never sleep at night. After his wife was with him, he used to sit in the base of Medrash. He used to sit there at the bench, wooden bench, a wooden safsal, a wooden like stool over here. And he used to spend the whole night sitting at the safsal, learning. Never slept. I saw with my own eyes, never slept. He used to go like this, fall asleep like this, wake up, carry on writing, carry on learning. One day, 2 days, 3 days, the whole time he used to do it. The only time he used to sleep on a bed was Shabbos. Only time he used to go home and sleep on a bed. How could I? And in the morning he used to go to Davin, come back on the safsal. I used to see him, this wooden bench. He used to go like this, put his hands up, fall asleep like that. Every so often his hands used to fall down, wake up. We can do such a thing. He's a 70-year-old man. He's not a young man. Try it for a week, a day, 2 days. You'll flop into bed. What gives a person such a koach? What gives him such a koach? What? A rotzen, a will to learn, a tshuka to learn. You ever guys, you know, the Israeli army, the commando units, they go to sleep for days, right? They're trained because it's frightening. They're fighting. It's a life and death situation. They can't like fall asleep here, right? In the enemy lines. These commando units go deep into Gaza. They can't fall asleep here. They have to be always on alert. How do they do it? It's the adrenaline of life. They want to live. If this is life, you'll have the adrenaline to want to live. If this isn't life for you, you take it easy. You understand? That realization that our chibul to chayim, our connection to life, is this, that realization gives you the tshuka, gives you the desire. And how do you do this? By meimis atzmo, by killing yourself over it. Not taking it easy, the cup of teas, the things. You only have 3 weeks here. Some of you maybe a little bit more, if you're lucky. Utilize your time. And the hashpa of the Torah is infinite. Can change a person. Unbelievable. I'm telling you, I've seen it in my own eyes. There's one student here. These are things that I've seen. These are stories. These are storybook stories. You know, you read storybooks about rabbis like this. I saw with a student here. He came to the yeshiva. You know, Mochon Shem is a very good place. So one year we took in a student. None of the rabbis understood why we took him in. He had a reading problem. He couldn't even read. The boy couldn't read. We couldn't even come to the first shir. We put him in. We had to give him a, you know, you're the yeshiva, so we deal with him. We gave him a tutor to just read. And every single word of his Gemara, he had the English on top. He had a problem reading, a dyslexia or something. I don't know. He had a real problem. And he wasn't a clever guy. He was not a clever guy. I went to Rabbi Gershwin and asked him, how could we brought him to the yeshiva? He said, it was a mistake. The guy was a very good boy, and he was a masnid, and he worked on himself. He was very diligent, and he sat every day and he read his Gemara, and he couldn't still go to shir, and he read it over again and again and again. He left the yeshiva, he went to another yeshiva, right? A few years later, we were in contact with him. He's getting engaged. So went to the Yerushim. Lo and behold, I see the boy, and I ask his friends, you know, you ask the friends, like, how's he doing? He says, oh, he's a Gavaltika boy. He's one of the best boys in Shir. Best boys in Shir. He's with Frum boys, who've been learning their whole life. Best boy in Shir. Such midas, such a cop, such a good head, so yashar, so straight. What is that? Speaking about the same boy? Yeah. I cried. Look what Torah can do to a person. How could it do to me? Where's my learning? How come I didn't change so much? Look what a change you did to that guy. I'm not learning Torah like he's learning Torah. I'm learning more years than him. It didn't affect me the way it affected him. It's a psul in my learning. I was very happy for him, but where am I? How come it hasn't affected me? Torah is not a function of cleverness. It's not a function of head. It's a function of amelus. How much a person works for it and wants it. There's a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says, "Kemayim panim el panim kem leiv adam la'adam." So it's a pasuk in Mishlei. It means you look into water, you smile at the water, and the water smiles back at you. It's a mirror image of yourself. It's spoken about in terms of relations with other people, but the Gemara says a chiddush. It's speaking about Torah. And explain there, Rashi I think explains, if a person's most in nefesh to the Torah, gives himself over to the Torah, he's kamayin panim al panim, he's mishtokek, and he wants Torah, so too the Torah's machzir acharav, the Torah runs after him, to do what? To reveal razeh, its hints, v'sodoteh, and its depths to that person. You want Torah, the Torah runs after you. You don't want Torah, the Torah leaves you alone, goes far away from you. That's kilva v'rochus me'atorah. The more you want Torah, the more the Torah will appear to you, will come to you. It's a relationship. The more you care for a person, the more they care for you. The less you care, the less they care for you. You love the Torah, you want the Torah, you will have it. It will reveal to you. You don't understand the Tosfos? Daven! Ask a Kodesh Baruch to show you Pshat in the Tosfos. Pray! Your tefillah! Atachonen adam da'as! You didn't understand the Tosfos today. Your tefillah, atachonen! You don't feel close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashiveinu letoratecha! Daven for it! Cry for it! This is something, it's you, this is your pnimius. And when you have Torah, you have Kirvus Hashem. Then it will bring odd cheshek, another desire, and on top of a desire. Like a woman, like a wife. The more you love her, the more you cherish her, the more you care for her, the more she'll be cared for, the more she'll care for you. Everything be normal. You know, nowadays, unfortunately, in the world, there's psychological problems which need to be dealt with sometimes. But in a normal relationship, you understand what I'm saying? Clear to you? You understand what I mean by kirva l'Torah and zaros l'Torah? That tshuka, that desire for what's emes and why it is Torah's emes. The Ramban in Hilchos Deos explains that what's the mitzvah of emuna? Ledaat et Hashem, to know a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to know him in all his ways, hold rachav, to know him. How do you get to know someone? Eish Ochra. He's a fire. So Rabbi Hilchos Deos says two things. First of all, the idea of the Torah, of Kodesh Baruch Hu represents Emes. All truth is defined through him, because he is the ultimate Emes. You understand what I'm saying? He's the ultimate Emes. The closer we get to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the closer we are to the Emes. How do we get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Eish Ochra. Two ways. Through the Torah, and there's another mitzvah. L'dabek l'talmidei chachomim. To be close to talmidei chachomim. To have a rav. And it's what Gemara says. To marry the daughter of a talmidei chachomim. To do business with talmidei chachomim. You learn from them. To be in the area. To be amongst people. Right? You go back to university. You're amongst people who are rachok from Torah. They're zah to Torah. Their lives are zah. They're strange. They're strange to themselves. What is this? When a person, it's a Mishnah, pretty obvious. A person says, "Kola lo min Torah lishma, nasim dvarim harbet." There's a lot of things that happen to him. He's ahuv. He's loved. Ahuv lemakom. Akrish Baruch Hu loves him. The Brias love him. People love him. Why is that? He's learning Torah. He's sitting around learning Torah. Why everyone loves him? Why people love you? Because you're sitting and learning Torah. What's nafkamina? Because the very simple thing here. If you're a czar to yourself, to your pnimius, if you're a stranger to who you really are, which is your neshama, you'll also be strange to other people. That czaros, that thinking about your outside self, your physical self, right, puts people off you. They see the selfishness, the id in you, not the neshama in you, the id in you makes you think about yourself. Your relationships become self-gratification. It's not a relationship for the other person. But when you're thinking about, when you're mechuba to your neshama, when you have the kiva to yourself, the closeness to yourself, you also have closeness to other people. Because you become selfless. You become giving. You become caring. Who doesn't like people who care for them? You met someone like that? I never met someone like that. Your actions, and even when you tell someone off, they see it comes from care. And they make karev to you. And they want to be with you. They want to be under you, near you. The closer we are to ourselves, which is the cleanest of ourselves, which is ultimately, the neshama is me'ein tselem elokim, tselem elokim, it's me'ein akurish baruch hu, kivyachol, bonim anu l'akurish baruch hu, we're children of akurish baruch hu. The closer we are to that inner self, the closer we are to akurish baruch hu. How? Terror. Shukabatara, desire to learn. This is Rotsun Hashem. And you might be learning not Musa. Like we seem sometimes it seems that Musa is more applicable to us, you know? Like psychology, you get like a psychology show. It's not true. You learn Baba Kama. You learn Kodshin. You could be learning anything, nothing to do with your reality. What are you guys learning here in the morning in Baba Kama? What parrot? I'm Nihilakad. Zil Basarov, if you go by Rova, Mama. What is going to happen to you? You're going to buy a shawl, right? Or an ox or a cud and someone's going to give you a chavis? It's not going to happen to you in your college life. What sort of tools are we giving you back to go back to college? That's what helps you. What helps you in life?
Thank you.
Thank you, but it's not the thing. It's not a chokhmah. I'm not teaching you theoretical physics here. I'm not teaching mathematics or Greek logic. I'm not teaching you that.
But there is chokhmah in Torah.
There's chokhmah. It's not chokhmah. It's Torah. Gemara is not to teach you chokmah, to sharpen your mind so you can be a good business Jew or a lawyer. No, you're getting it wrong. It's not for that. When you're learning about Torah, it's not to sharpen your mind. You're learning about Torah, you're learning Rotzen Hashem. When you understand Torah, your Rotzen becomes in line with his Rotzen. And therefore, you under your Rotzen is changed. Your will is changed. Your thinking is changed. Your thinking becomes thinking of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How many Rishonim could write on the Torah? They're people. They're human beings. How can their words be divine? How can a Rav Chazon Ish be divine? How? Because they reached that level of closeness that no one in our generation reached, so their words are more Torah. Are closest to Torah. That's why Rishonim can't argue. Chazon Ish didn't. Well, in theory, you can argue on it. But theory, you can argue on the Rishonim, says the Chazon Ish. You're just an idiot if you argue on it. Because they were a higher level of Kirva. So their understanding of Rotzon Hashem was a much higher level. Do you understand? Make sense to you? Our purpose in learning Torah is not that you go back to university and now you know the Paschal in Rove or Rove, you go to Gubasa Rove in Momonos or not. It's the toiling and the learning changes your thinking. Your thinking becomes aligned with the Rotzon of Hashem. That's what Torah does to you. And the more you delve, and the more you go deeply into it, the more it becomes in line. The more your thinking becomes straighter. The more you have kirva to Kodesh Baruch, because you understand his inner Rotzon better. So what would be better? According to what I'm saying, what would be better? To go through Art Scroll English, learning the whole of Shas, or one Masechet? In detail. You tell me. Come on. No. Learning in detail. Go to Art Scroll. Torah is not information. It's not the information we're interested in. We're interested in aligning your thinking with thinking of Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you learn one sukkah in depth, properly, it'll align your thinking in in a correct way, more than reading all of the article, the Talmudics in English. Someone showed me that they, I think in Korea, South Korea, I forgot which Korea.
Oh, yeah.
That they were, what's it called? They have on their curriculum Talmudic studies. So they, because they see the Jews, 31%, 33%, I don't know the percentage, of Nobel Prizes in economics. They, you know, they're terrific. They, you know, the Israeli economy, computers, all the what's it called, the software. The Israelis are top, or the Jews are top. So what happened here? So they realized the reason must be because they learned Talmudics. So you know what you're going to do? We're going to put Talmudics in our curriculum. So the Koreans have written in their language the whole Talmudic that they learn, Baal Peh, or they learn it, they read it. And they think that's going to make them chachamim and whatever. Maybe there'll be a segula in it. Maybe Kodesh Baruch will give them because they're giving cover to the Torah. I don't know. But no, of course not. That's not why Yidden are smart. Yidden are smart because they're smart because they're Rotzen Hashem. They have a neshama. And the neshama has killed this Hashem if they delve into it. And believe me, there's Nobel Prizes, the people who win Nobel Prizes in comparison to Gedolei Yisrael, are tipshim. In comparison to Gedolei Yisrael, in comparison to the rabbis that we have, it's not the same kettle of fish. It's not the same dharma. They said that the Rogachova could fit a few Einsteins in his pocket. Rogachova, we don't understand who the Rogachova was. Same time, a few Einsteins in his pocket. We don't understand what Torah is. We don't know what Torah is. We don't know how lucky we are. You know, the Gaon Mevilna. He left Lita on a boat. This person, you have to understand, this person had Malachim coming down to him when he was learning. Well, we understand who the Gaon Mevilna was. He had Malachim, had angels. And he threw them away because he wanted to learn Torah from himself. He went through his own Amal, not our present. These Malachim didn't come because the Korean just sent him Malachim because we like you. These angels came, it was a creation of his own Torah. It was a creation from his own Torah. He created his Malachim that came to reveal him Torah. Kamayim upon him upon him. But he didn't want it to be revealed in as a matana. He wanted it through his armor, so he sent them away. Can we understand that? So Malach came to say, I want to tell you a secret of the Torah. Oh yeah, please. Well, I have a problem there. He wanted to get through his own armor. The Gaon Mevilna went on a boat. Now, I'm telling you, he didn't learn as well on a boat than he learned in his own house, right? And on the way, something happened, and there was tolaim and the food or whatever. And in order to survive, this going to go to Israel, he'd have to do a davar issa. He'd have to eat something which is asa. It's because nefesh would be mutter. He decided to come back. He saw as a simon in Shemayim not to come. We get on an LL plane. Or whatever planes they are, right? We 10 hours we're in Eretz Yisrael, and we're learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. But the Gaon Mevilna didn't dream of; he dreamt about learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. It says anyone who does mitzvahs is lives in Chutz La'aretz is kido ben Avodah Zarah. It's siyunim, says the Gemara. It's like just a mark. What does it mean? Just a mark. The level of Eretz Yisrael. The level of Eretz Yisrael. In terms of where you are in Ruchnius, is a different level. The Kabbalah say that this is a level of what's called Atzilus. No, that's called, sorry, no. It's a level of, I think, no, Yitzira and Chutzalat is Asiya, if I'm getting it right. It's a different level. You know, Tfilas, right? Different levels in Davening. It's a different level in Ruchnius. You're learning Torah here in Eretz Yisrael, a different level of Ruchnius. It's a different level. What you can understand here is tenfold what you can understand in Chutz La'aretz. That's why it's ki'ilu Avodah Zarah what you do there. Also your mitzvahs here. You guys are here for a little bit of time. It's precious. Use that time well to change yourselves by being amal b'Torah, by learning Torah. And the more you amal, and the more you desire, the more the Torah will give itself over to you. Without proportion. That's your malach. How do you think all of a sudden you have a nice idea? Wow, Rabbi, it's about Torah. Wow, I have a nice idea. And you just think you work, and all of a sudden, dum, something hits your head. That's a malach. Kodesh Baruch Hu's giving you. You're very privileged to being Eretz Yisrael and learning Torah. You're 0.001% of the Jewish population. That means you're very, very privileged. There's not many people, and you're doing it today. What we learn Torah here in Eretz Yisrael affects the whole world. Affects your family, affects your friends, affects everyone. When we daven, it affects the whole world. What does it mean when Torah doesn't affect? Torah is on a different level for davening. The Gemara says, Rava, it's a Gemara. They were learning in a classroom, and someone said, no, daven, time for davening. So Rava got annoyed. He got annoyed. He said, Menichin Chaye Olam, you're leaving the life of the world for Chaye Sha'ar, for Tefillah, which is Chaye Sha'ar, it's the life of now, the moment. Tefillah, Shulchan Aruch says about Tefillah, that when a person davens, he can reach Hishpashtut HaGuf, that his guf leaves him. It's Me'ein Nevuah. Tefillah, which is Me'ein Nevuah, is Chaye Sha'ar in comparison to Torah. In terms of learning a Tosis, learning a Gemara, it's Chaye Sha'ar. You understand that? Yeah. It's a life of a moment. It's a life of a moment. It's like it's this Chaye Olam is the life of eternity and the life of a moment. Tefillah in comparison to Torah is called the life of a moment. And yet Tefillah, Shulchan Aruch, the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. If you can daven, two is Pashtus Aguf. That's Ka'ein Nevuah. Tefillah is like Nevuah. You can reach a level of Nevuah. That Tefillah. We're not talking about the Tefillah. We're talking about Rava's Tefillah. That Tefillah is the life of a moment in comparison to Torah. And we're learning Torah and Eretz Yisrael. We have to appreciate what we're doing. We have to know what we're doing. And if we know what we're doing, if we have Yerba Talmud, we understand what we're learning, we understand its effect that it can have on us, its effect is 10, 15, a million times fold. You understand what I'm saying? But it's not a question of hours of learning. Oh, I've learned for a week in the Yeshiva. No. What a person can gain in an hour of learning, if he learns properly, could be more than he learned in 2 weeks of learning. We don't know how much the Torah has an influence on us. And that tshuka, that desire for awakening ourselves, because it's just a question of awakening it. The source should be Easter, the Yetzer Sahara in us, is what prevents us. And that's why we need the Musa. That's we go back to where we started. That's why we need the Musa. We need the Musa to work on our Yetzer Hara, to not let it give it a petach, not let it have an opening. And when we work for these 49 days on ourselves to become the kli kibul, the vessel that can receive the Torah will come to us, will reveal itself to the matana. Man matan Torah to Yeshua's. And the bigger the preparation, the bigger the matana. You guys are before Shavuos. A few weeks now. Not long. It's a special time of the year. A very special time. It's brought down in one of the poskim, one of the Kabbalists, Rishash, that this period of time of Sefiras Omer, how a person behaves in this period of time, affects his whole year. Affects his whole year. It's a very special time. Baruch Hashem, you guys are in Yeshiva this time. And you're going to be here, most of you, for sure, so I understand, right? This is a time fit or a root for, you know, doing more than you can really do. Pushing harder than you can really push. You know, since there's exams, when there's exams, you know, you late nights, push, you're fired, right? There's exams coming up. Matan Torah is coming, it's exams. The more prepared, the more Torah you get. It's exams. Exams, you see, you get a mark. Here you're going to see what mark you get. You feel it, you see a difference. 2 weeks' time, you have exams. It's all rare to wake up. Every shiur, night time, no Ben Yehuda, none of this stuff. You're here, use your time in the base of marriage. Rabbi, I want to learn with you. Rabbi, can you help me? Rabbi, this. If Rabbi Singler, you say you want to learn in the evening, there's no one to learn with you, ask him for a tutor. Don't tell him I told you. But ask him. You're allowed to be a bit chutzpahic in Torah. Ein abay shen lomed. A person who's too embarrassed won't learn. You have to be a bit chutzli. Rabbi, can I learn with you? Rabbi, can you help me out? Can we have more shiurim? Whatever it is. Pound. This is the time for, you know? What does a bodybuilder do? He has to weigh, he has to lift a weight that he can't lift. What is it? He goes. He practices. He works up. Right? That's what we have to do now. We're about to get the Torah. We have to make him ourselves. We have to purify ourselves. This is our vote. And our tefillahs will be different. The Chazon Ish, the famous Igeret in the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish explains when a person's Torah is right, is good, his tefillah is good. And when a person's tefillah is good, his Torah is good. And when your Torah and your tefillah are good, your midas are good. Your character is good. It affects your character. And you have simcha. You have joy. Because you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate joy that a human being can experience. He's Nene Meziv Hashchina. The Torah is Ziv Hashchina. The Shechina in the Mishkan is Torah. That's a Ramban in Chumash. When you're learning Torah, what's radiating to you is Ziv Hashchina. What's the Ziv Hashchina? This is Me'ein Olam Haba. Tzadikim Yoshvim V'atorotem Aroshen V'neinim Ziv Hashchina. What's the Ziv Hashchina? It's Torah. You have it here. Me'ein Olam Haba. Here. In this book. In the Sfarim. In the Gemara. Rav Gusman is a very, very big Rav. It says the Gemara in Brachas. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Ela Al Ba'amas Shel Halacha. After the Chorban HaBayis, we don't have. There's nothing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. There's only one place you can find him. Where? Torah. Al Ba'amas Shel Halacha. That's where you find the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where's our Beis HaMikdash? Here. That's where we find it. You don't have to look outside. There's not going to find it outside. You're going to find it in here, in the Sefer. In the Torah itself. Can't be found anywhere else, huh?
Can we also find it by looking outside and seeing how great things are?
So the Rambam says, it's right, it's like, you know, like if you're in a palace, right, and you want to see the king. So as soon as you enter the palace, right, so you see the guards, right, you see what's called, there's a sticker of who the king is, right, you know, there's a flag of the king. So from the guards, you can recognize whose king is here. You can learn things, right? You can learn things about lots of things. So it's like the outer palace. So by looking at a leaf, so the Ram says, you can get to a car of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You get to an understanding of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's an outer understanding. But after Matan Torah was given, looking at a leaf or looking at a tosis, not a comparison. This is the Atzmus HaTorah. That's Atzmus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's being in the palace with the king. In his inner chambers. That's what the Torah is. The leaf is. Yeah, you can see. You can understand the king from a leaf. You can see that. You can see the beauty. But it's not his inner chambers. The Torah is his inner chambers. It's not the same. You understand what I'm saying? Make sense? Okay, B'zal Hashem. We'll stop here. Go to Mincha. Yeah.